Hello. Hello, this is Dina returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hold on.
Hello.
Hi, this is Dina returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Customer support.
You called and left a message for us to return your call about a product?
Yes. I received a product that was a gift, I guess you could say, for doing a survey, I believe it was, and all I had to pay was the...
Okay. What's your zip code, ma'am? Ma'am? Hello?
Hello. I'm sorry. My ear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
29115.
Okay. Let me take a look. Okay. What's the first and last name on the account?
Barbara Reed, R-E-I-D.
Would it be under a different last name, Ms. Reed?
No.
Okay. Just checking. Mm-hmm. And that's 29115?
Yes.
Okay, let me take a look one moment.
Okay.
Ms. Reed, what's your email address?
breed68@hotmail.com.
And that's R-E-E-D?
R-E-I-D.
R-E-I-D. Okay, let's see if I can find it with the email address.
Now, my problem is not with the product.
Yes, ma'am.
Or the shipping fee, because I did receive it, but there was a charge made to my account from the same company for $68.68 or 89 cents, which I don't know what that supposed to be for, because the product was free and all I had to pay was the shipping.
Okay, so I'm not pulling up anything with Barbara Reed. Could it be under a different name?
I have the invoice right here.
Okay.
To Barbara Reed, 200 Old Orchard Way.
What is the order number?
There's an order number on here. Would that help?
Yes, ma'am. Let's try that.
Okay. 680-714-639.
Okay, let's take a look at that. Nothing with that either, Miss Reed. Let me check another way. Give me just one second.
Okay.
Okay, there we go, Miss Reed.
Okay, good.
And let's see, I see I got a Barbara Reed here. And what's the address on the account?
200 Old Orchard Way, Orangeburg.
Miss Reed, is it possible, Miss Reed, do you have the first six and last four digits of the card that was used?
The last four digits is 9229.
9229, and the first six are?
I've given you my whole number, if you're going that way. Someone used my card without my permission. I don't feel safe giving my number out now at all.
I don't need the whole card number, Miss Reed, just the first six and the last four.
Four nine nine one. 59.
Okay, let's take a look. Give me one second. Let me try to look up the account, Ms. Reed.
Sure.
Miss Reed, we're not pulling up an account with that information. You may have to reach out to your bank and see if they have a phone number for you.
Well, they did give me a phone number. That doesn't work. It's not a valid number.
Because we haven't charged that account. We don't have any information for you.
Oh. Well, you know what I don't understand is that this was shipped from Huntington, Pennsylvania.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's where I got the phone number off of the UPS. You know, the postal receipt, the return address.
Right.
And on my Visa account, it only says highest apparel for a charge of $77.95, which is the shipping, which I agreed to pay. And then they charge the same people highest apparel, same phone number, charge $68.89. For what?
And it's clothing that you received?
No.
What was the product?
It was a bulb camera.
We're not pulling up anything with that card number, Miss Reed, showing that we...
It was a light bulb camera. That's what it was, a light bulb camera. Okay. And you have not charged anything to my account for $68.89?
Not based on the information that you gave us, no, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's the only information that I have, actually. And so someone is charging my card illegally. And your number is the only number that I could reach anyone on because I received the product from you.
Okay, so you may have to reach back out to your branch and file a dispute through them because we don't have a card on file that has been charged with that account.
Okay. And what is the name of your company?
This is Koala.
Koala?
Mm-hmm.
Q-U-A-L-L?
K-O-A-L-A.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for
returning
my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.